I am here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach. With me is Ken Barton, who is with the Florida Peanut Growers Association. And Ken, why don't you tell me just a little bit about the state of Florida's involvement in this great conference that we go to every year.
Well, this continues to be a combined effort between the four states, the four southeastern states, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi. And together we coordinate this conference. We plan the programming and put together the researchers, the legislative part, and also the spouses program. And we include some time in there for families because we want them to enjoy this nice resort and of course, Panama City Beach.
Yeah, it is nice that Florida is the host of this event every year, right?
It has been. Ever since the conference started many years ago, 12 years ago, I believe, and it has been in Florida. It's a good central location between all our growers in the southeast from Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and of course, the folks here in Florida. So it's a great location, not a great amount of travel time for anybody. It's centrally located, so that's what makes it so great, this location here.
And it's such a family-oriented area also.
Oh, it sure is. You'll find that even on times other than when we hold this conference, you'll find these farmers from Georgia and Alabama vacationing here in Panama City. So they know the area, they love it, and they love to come and take part in the conference as well.
Because while you have a lot, I mean, of course, this is work. I mean, you're here to learn about, you know, to better yourself and have all the conferences here, but it's also a real family event. This is, the growers bring their families here, and everybody has a really good time.
Sure do, and we just get a lot of compliments on the program for including some family time. Everything's not conference related. We include some time there so they can enjoy the pool or the beach and also some of the nice restaurants in the area. So it makes it a working vacation for our growers.
Right. And I've been asking everybody, what do the peanuts look like in Florida right now this year?
I'll tell you, you'll probably find no different in Florida than any of the other southeastern states. It's been a tough year so far. We've off to a real tough start with the drought and trying to establish a decent stand. And we're just now receiving some beneficial rains, and we're a long way from making a crop. But the rains that we've just received are going to go a long way in getting that crop going, getting some vine growth on these vines, and hopefully to producing a crop. We're just hopeful that the rains will continue, and because this industry needs an excellent peanut crop this year.
Well, what would you say is the mood of the growers right now?
You know, it's funny. Earlier this year, when peanut prices, when Schellers offered contracts for peanut prices, farmers were as enthusiastic and excited about this crop as I've seen in a long time. But I saw that excitement and enthusiasm go from an all-time high to an all-time low with this drought, because it was the most severe drought I've ever seen in my life this time of the year, in April and May. So the enthusiasm really waned, but hopefully, we try to remain optimistic, but hopefully these recent rains will increase that optimism again, and everybody will get to feeling better about the crop.
Well, it can all change on the dime, can it? That's what farming's all about, isn't it?
It sure can. You know, the weather forecasters tell us what's going to happen, but that's not set in stone. It can change quickly.
All right. Thank you very much, Ken, here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.